Olive. My name is Beverly Mason from Maynard Pyson, the program partner for the Cultural Leadership Program. I should like, first of all, to pay tribute to Hilary Carty and Samantha Sesher, and also Terry Adams, because without them I wouldn't be here today. I really have to thank them for being here, but I also have to thank all of the pioneering leaders who have had at their heart diversity and equality in their cultural practice. I just want to celebrate that today. Today's a sombre day for London, but it's also a time for reflection for us all. You know, we've all been making sacrifices. There's going to be a kind of change economically in order to keep this country economically viable. We're going to have to make massive sacrifices. But let's keep looking through the fisheye lenses that we have. Let's look through our leadership periscopes. Let's keep the open view visible and possible in our hands. I consider that the sector needs to make a seismic shift and to keep a pace with the pressures and the changes in attitudes and opinions and the new voices that exist in 21st century Britain. New ways of thinking, new partnerships, and even cohabitations, as we can see, are evident. But let's get real. In what has become an increasingly fragmented and economically divisive society, I believe the politically smart, well-connected, and adapted individuals are those who will absolutely successfully lead with excellence and inclusion as the collective and common language of us all. So on the fourth anniversary of Power Brokers, I'm pleased to see that its impact is one of the important drivers in propelling a shift in the sector's cultural leadership profile, reaching towards that vision of the critical mass. The question I have for you, and I challenge you with today, is, are we there yet? In my view, Power Brokers cohort has become a dynamic peer leadership network to inspire, to stimulate, and to mentor leaders to build, strengthen, and sustain employment and leadership in the sector. And if this is a journey of learning and leadership and discovery, my answer is, no, we're not there yet. Finally, it's a journey that I'm thoroughly enjoying and madly enthusiastic about, and I'm totally engaged with it for the future. Thank you.